Sermon on the Mount. Jesus took his disciples up a mountain to explain to them what it meant to be a disciple of Messiah and how to live a life that is pleasing to God. He started with, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who mourn, because they'll be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, because they'll inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they'll be filled. Blessed are those who give mercy to others, because mercy will be given to them. Blessed are the pure in heart, because they'll see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, because they'll be known as the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you because of me. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven. That's how they treated the prophets who came before you. If you do these things, you'll be the salt of the earth. You'll be the light of the world. Many will see it and glorify God. Don't think that I have come to do away with the law of God. Just the opposite. My disciples are to live by a higher standard. For example, the law says you're not to murder. You're to live by a higher standard. You're not to hate anyone. When you hate a person, it's as bad as killing them. The law says you're not to commit adultery. You're to live by a higher standard. You're not to have lust in your heart. Uncontrolled thinking is the basis of misery, unfaithfulness, and divorce. The law makes provision for equal justice, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You're to live at a higher standard. Love those who mistreat you and take advantage of you. If someone does something bad to you, do something good for them." The disciples became uneasy as they heard about this higher standard. It was a different way of living. It didn't seem possible. Jesus continued by saying, "There are three big areas that will keep you from serving God: pride, money, and worries." Watch out for pride in your spiritual life. God wants you to give to the poor, but not as a display of your generosity. He wants you to pray, but not for the purpose of impressing others. He wants you to fast, but not as a show for others to enjoy. He wants you to do these things privately. They aren't hid from God, and He'll reward you. Money is another area that will keep you from serving God. Money and God are both masters that demand your total dedication. You can't serve them both. Dedicate yourself to God and use money to glorify Him. If you don't, you'll be controlled by money and what it can buy you. Focus your life on heavenly treasure. Watch out for common worries like food and clothes. These things are not to fill your life with fear. Keep your eyes on God and accept what He gives you. Look around you. He takes care of the birds and flowers. Don't you think He cares more for you? He knows what you need. Focus on Him and let Him worry about you. The entire crowd became restless at such radical teaching. But they once again grew quiet when Jesus continued. He talked about their attitude towards others. He said, "Don't set yourself up as judges of why other people do what they do. Remember, you'll be judged by the same standard you set for others." Judging others is as silly as a man with a piece of lumber sticking out of his eye, but he ignores it because he's focused on a speck of sawdust in someone else's eye. It's as silly as a blind man trying to help another blind man down the street. Both will fall into the ditch. Instead of judging others, give to them. No, not just a little. Give to them in a big way. It's like a shopkeeper who says, for a certain price, you can have one bucket full. As you fill that bucket, you shake it and press it down to get as much as you can into it. And when you're done, you use your body to fill the bucket above the rim. That is how you're to give to others. And if you do, that is how it will be given to you. The crowd was quiet as they thought about what they were hearing. Jesus held out his hand to them and said, "If you're going to be my disciples, do what I say. There are two roads before you. One is wide and well-traveled. It's the natural way, and most people use it. You're to go a different way. It's narrow and less traveled. It's your choice." It's like two men who decided to build a house. The first built upon a solid foundational rock. The other man built his house on sand. When the houses were done, they looked very much alike. But then the storms came and beat upon both houses. The house built on the rock stood firm, while the other one fell. Build your life on the firm foundation of what I'm teaching you. If you do, you'll be strong when the storms of life blow against you. Ignore what I say, and your life will crumble. When Jesus was done teaching, the people were amazed. He taught like one with great authority.